Yashodanandana Braja Janarayana Yashodanandana Braja Janarayana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chanda Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Haribol. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. Shishi Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Haribol. నిగమకల్పతరూరగలితం ఫలం సుఖముఖామృతృవసంయుతం పిబత భాగవతర సమాలయం ముహురహోరసికా భువి భావక నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతోజ్జయం ఉదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తి భవతి నైష్టికీ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 1, entitled The Advent of Lord Krishna, Introduction, Text Number 59. Drishtva samatvam tachaure. Drishtva samatvam tachaure. Satye chaiva vyavastitim. సత్యే చైవ వ్యవస్థితిం కమస్తుష్ట మనారాజన్ కాంసస్తుష్ట మనారాజన్ ప్రహసన్నిదమబ్రవీత్ ప్రహసన్నిదమబ్రవీత్ దృష్ట్వా సమత్వం తచ్చౌరే సత్యే చైవ వ్యవస్థితిం కంసస్తుష్ట మనారాజన్ ప్రహసన్నిదమబ్రవీత్ దృష్ట్వా సమత్వం చచ్చౌరే సత్యే చైవ వ్యవస్థితిం కంసస్తుష్ట మనారాజన్ ప్రహసన్నిదమబ్రవీత్. దృష్ట్వా సమత్వం తచ్చౌరే సత్యే చైవ వ్యవస్థితిం సమస్తసుష్ట మనరాజన్ ప్రహసన్నిదమబ్రవీత్. దృష్ట్వాసమత్వం తచ్చౌరే సత్యే చైవ వ్యవస్థితిం కాంసస్తుష్ట మనారాజన్ ప్రహసన్నిదమబ్రవీత్. మత్తజీస్ దృష్ట్వాసమత్వం తచ్చౌరే సత్యే చైవ వ్యవస్థితిం కాంసస్తుష్ట మనారాజన్ ప్రహసన్నిమబ్రవీత్. దృష్ట్వా సమత్వం తచ్చౌరే సత్వే చైవ వ్యవస్థితిం కాంసస్తుష్ట మనారాజన్ ప్రహసన్నిదమబ్రవీ. దృష్ట్వా బై సీయింగ్ సమత్వం బీయింగ్ ఎక్విపాయిజ్డ్ అన్డిస్టర్బ్డ్ ఇన్ డిస్ట్రెస్ ఆర్ హ్యాపీనెస్ తత్ దట్ శౌరే ఆఫ్ వసుదేవ సత్యే ఇన్ ట్రూత్ఫుల్నెస్ చ Indeed, eva, certainly, vyavasthitim, the firm situation, kamsaha, kamsa, tushta manaha, being very satisfied with Vyasadeva's behavior in delivering the first child to keep his promise, Rajan, O Maharaj Parikshit, Prahasan, with a smiling face. Idam, this, abravit, said. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, please repeat. My dear King Parikshit, when Kamsa saw that Vasudeva, being situated in truthfulness, was completely equipoised in giving him the child, he was very happy. Therefore, with a smiling face, he spoke as follows. Purport. The word samatvam is very significant in this verse. Samatvam refers to one who is always equipoised, unaffected by either happiness or distress. Vasudeva was so steadily equipoised that he did not seem in the least agitated when delivering his firstborn child into the hands of Kamsa to be killed. In Bhagavad Gita 2:56, it is said, Dukkeshu anadvignamanaha sukeshu bigataspraha. In the material world, one should not be very eager to be happy, nor should one be very much disturbed by material distress. Lord Krishna advised Arjuna, Matra sparshasta kaunteya sitoshna sukadukkada agama paino nityas tam sitikshasva bharata. O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress and their disappearance in due course are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O scion of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Bhagavad Gita 2.14. The self-realized soul is never disturbed by the so-called distress or happiness. And this is especially true of an exalted devotee like Vasudeva, who showed this by his practical example. Vasudeva was not at all disturbed when delivering his first child to Kamsa to be killed. Om Jnana Chimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Melitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sahadutam Parijana Sahidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarupyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadra Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Akam Karati Vajalam Bangam Langaite Girim Yat Kripatamam Mande Shri Gurum Dinadharanam Paramananda Matam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Katanchana Smrite Yasmin Dushkaram Sukaram Bhapet Vismite Vipritam Syat Shri Chaitanya Namamitam Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Jagata Swamiti Namne Namacharya Padam Tad Prabhudani Guru Hare Krishna, we are in the 10th chapter, text 59, translation. My dear King Parikshit, when Kamsa saw that Vasudeva, being situated in truthfulness, was completely equipoised in giving him the child, he was very happy. Therefore, with a smiling face, he spoke as follows. Hare Krishna. This is a very beautiful section of Srimad Bhagavatam, because Lord Sri Krishna is going to appear in Srimad Bhagavatam very soon. So here we've been discussing about how exemplary or exalted the personality of Vasudev is. We all know that Vasudev is a very intelligent and sober person and is known for his truthfulness. So because of his word, Kamsa was pacified. He was about to kill his own sister on the day of his of her marriage when we heard a prophecy that her eighth child is going to kill him. So as soon as he heard that, he was ready to kill his own sister. He didn't think too much. He immediately wanted to kill because he was very afraid. He also knew in his previous birth as Kalanemi, Lord Vishnu killed him. So he was very afraid of this prophecy. So he wanted to get rid of this situation by killing his own sister on the day of her marriage. Vasudev, being husband of Devaki, so his duty was to protect her somehow or the other. So he was trying to give nice words of advice to Kamsa. So he tried so many different ways, which we read in the previous sections of this chapter. So finally, he had to give a word to save the situation, that he will give all his children for Kamsa to do whatever he wanted. Basically, Kamsa wanted to kill. So he was ready to give. He gave that word. As soon as he gave that word, Kamsa was satisfied because he knew the integrity, the honor of Vasudev's words. He was very happy. He immediately pacified and then he let Vasudev and Devaki go. So this is the wonderful quality of a devotee, being truthful. On top of that, on top of being truthful, he was ready to offer his child to Kamsa and he was not disturbed at all. Here the word samatvam, Prabhupada mentioned, this is very, very important. Samatvam means equipoised. Equipoise means being undisturbed in different situations, whether one is happy or sad. Irrespective of whatever situation is, one is undisturbed. That situation is called being equipoised. So in the earlier purports and translation we see, Kamsa was feeling so, Vasudev was feeling so bad that if he doesn't give his child, he has to break his promise. So he didn't want to do that. And we also discussed in the earlier purports how Vasudev was so eager to bring Krishna into this world. So he knew the prophecy, he had faith in the prophecy, and he was very eager to bring Lord Krishna as soon as possible. So he immediately handed over his child to Kamsa. But in today's world, if a newborn baby is offered for killing, what do we call the person as? Very cruel. Yeah? It's very cruel. But here, Vasudev is offering his child for getting killed by Kamsa. Yeah? So, the point here is, Vasudev was ready to do anything for the purpose of bringing Lord Sri Krishna into this world. So the principle is, we have to do everything for the pleasure of Krishna or according to the dictation of Krishna. So here Prabhupada mentions a couple of verses from Bhagavad Gita. One is from 2.56, where it is said, one who is not disturbed in mind, one should not be disturbed in mind, in the midst of threefold miseries, adibhautik, adidevik, adhyatmik, these are the threefold miseries, And he's not elated when he is very happy, and who is free from attachment and fear and anger, he is considered as sage of steady mind. So in that verse, the words sthita dhir muni is used. So we are talking about, we are not talking about ordinary sages or ordinary munis. So ordinary munis, the fundamental difference between ordinary muni and a sthita dhir muni is ordinary muni is in the platform of mental speculation. And sthita dhir muni has crossed the platform of mental speculation and is very firm in his understanding and realization that Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Su Durlaba. He's very sure that Lord Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's very rare to find such a soul, and Vasudeva is one such soul. So, whenever we get difficulty, which we get every day, padam padam yat vipadam, every step there is a danger, every step there is a distress, whether we want it or we do not want it, it comes without asking, these distresses. Right from small child, the old people, everybody goes through distress. Whether one is a devotee or no devotee, we all go through distress. So how do we deal with this situation, distress? And sometimes we become very happy. That time we jump up and down. Not literally, sometimes we do. When we have extraordinary happiness, the so-called happiness, then we are so happy. And then we keep saying, oh yeah, I did this. Somebody claims, somebody scores very high grades. Then they say, yeah, I worked very hard, you know. Like that. So something goes down. Why did Krishna do to me? What did I do? I have been chanting holy names, Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day, following four regulative principles. Why did this happen to me? So we have different situations amongst devotees also. Leave alone non-devotees. So one person, that is kind of understanding amongst a certain set of individuals in the society. But if Krishna comes into your life, then more problems are there. So in South India, we used to have this thing. If you have Krishna and Arjuna photo, like in the chariot, that means we are going to have more problems. As if we never had problems in our whole life. If you have a photo of Krishna with a flute, then everything blows away from your life. Oh. These are all very different, crazy understanding some set of people have. So the point is, if Krishna comes into our life, if we see Krishna face to face, then it's all auspicious. This is a point we fail to understand. There's an opportunity for advancing in devotional service when we see Krishna. The devotees who see Krishna face to face, they are spiritually advanced much, much more. Leave those devotees who see Krishna face to face. Even somebody inadvertently chants the holy names, hears the pastimes, offer obeisances, or remembers Krishna, somehow or the other, even if they have taken birth in the family of dog eaters, they are eligible to perform Vedic sacrifices as per Srimad Bhagavatam. Mother Devahuti is responding to Kapiladeva in this section. So it's so auspicious to have Krishna in our life, to act according to the instructions of Krishna. So if somebody wants to be equipoised, if any of us want to be equipoised, the only way we could be equipoised is to understand that we must act according to the instructions of Krishna in order to satisfy Krishna. In any other way we act, we will not be able to get that kind of a situation in our life. If you want to be steady in devotional service to satisfy the Lord, it is possible only if we engage ourselves in the service of Krishna. If we work for our own sense gratification, if we work for enhancing our opulences, this steady mind to approach Krishna will not be there. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam tayapahrita chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi. Samadavna vidhiyate. This will not arise. The resolute purpose, resolute determination to perform devotional service continuously will not arise for those who are after bhoga and aishwarya. That is, personal sense enjoyment and opulence. If we are after that, this steadiness, this fixed approach in devotional service do not arise for such individuals. So the only way we can overcome the situation is by engaging in devotional service. There is no other way. In another verse, in the same chapter, so here, Samatva Yoga Uchyate, Krishna says, Yogastha Kulkarmani, Sangam Tyaktva Dananjaya, Siddhya Siddhyo Samobhutva, Samatva Yogam Uchyate. So here Krishna says, perform your duty equipoised, abandoning all attachment for success or failure. Such equanimity is called yoga. So Krishna basically tells you, do your duty. What is your duty? Your duty is to act according to my instruction. So I am telling you to fight, you fight. So that is a duty. So there is no success or failure attached in this. Because the boss is saying, do this. So when we do that, then he's not, the boss is responsible for the success or failure, not us. But out of illusion, we many times think that we are the doers. Prakriti kriyamani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudatma karta ham iti manyate. So we falsely think that we are the doers. Actually, all these things are carried out by the three modes of material nature. So when we think we are the doers, when we think for our own enjoyment, then we are responsible for the results. The Prabhupada often gives the example of a person holding an iron rod and hitting the snake. So iron rod do not get the result of killing. Who is responsible for killing? The person who is holding the iron rod. So when we act, as an instrument in the hands of Krishna, then we are not responsible for the results of the activities. Then we need not feel bad about, or we'll feel elated about the results. We just have to act according to the instructions of Krishna. That's exactly what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So then comes a question. There are situations where great personalities were feeling very distressed on certain situations. For example, Narad Muni, he was so distressed before the advent of Kali Yuga. So distressed. He was able to envision what is going to happen in Kali Yuga. People are going to suffer. So he was so distressed. So he immediately ran to Krishna. Oh my dear Lord, what are we doing? What is our plan? How are we going to liberate these conditioned souls? So the Lord was very pleased upon seeing the mood of Narad Muni. The pure devotees are called as para dukkha dukhi. They feel so distressed upon seeing the distress of others. So here Narad Muni is one para dukkha dukhi. So the Lord said, don't worry, I'm going to come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Narad Muni was so happy. So the Lord told him, go and tell all the others to join. They all should take birth in the earth. So he went to Lord Shiva, he went to Lord Vishnu, he went to so many different personalities, Lord Brahma. So everybody appeared in the world. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to help the conditioned souls. Forgiving the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So not only Narad Muni, there are so many great personalities, Advaita Acharya. He was seeing so many people suffering, so he was profusely, he was intensely doing Shaligram Puja on the banks of Ganga, praying for the Lord to appear. And the Lord appeared. For what? For not his own benefit. For the benefit of the conditioned souls. Then appeared our great savior, Srila Prabhupada. There is no need for him to go to the Western world at the age of 69, where generally people retire and see what we can do and things like that. So he went. What for whom? For removing the distress of all us. He was feeling so distressed when he saw the suffering of the people. So, feeling distressed for not having material things and feeling distressed to remove the sufferings of others permanently are two different things. So here we have seen examples of Prabhupada, Advaitacharya and Narad Muni. There are so many great personalities in the past who have done all these activities for the benefit of the whole world. So this should be the mood of a devotee. How to remove the distress of others? So when we practice like this in the mood of Krishna consciousness and to give Krishna consciousness to others, automatically we will not have the intention to feel happy or sad about the material things that are happening around us. So in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, Bhakti Pareshan Ubhavo Virakti Ranyatra Chai Satrika Eka Kalaha Prapadya Manasya Yatasnata Shutushti Pushti Kshuda Payo Nagashan. So there it is mentioned, Narad Muni is again mentioning this. When we surrender into the Supreme Personality of Godhead, three things happen simultaneously. What is the first one? First one is bhakti. Then para isha anubhava, direct relationship, experience with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the third, virakti, that is detachment. So one need not work externally to achieve detachment. No. How we can achieve detachment? By attaching to Krishna. So this is compared to a person who is very, very hungry. How do you remove the hunger? How do we remove the hunger? By giving food. So by eating every morsel of food, three things happen simultaneously. What are the three things? We get nourishment, we get satisfaction, and then hunger is driven away. So by engaging in Krishna's service, we get detachment, we get bhakti, we get direct experience with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, when we eat every morsel of food, then we get satisfaction, we get nourishment, and the hunger goes away. So the only way in this material world to move out of all this material happiness, distress, move out of the threefold miseries, is to engage in devotional service of the Lord and please Him somehow or the other. If we do not do that, all other endeavors are all shrama evahi kevalam. It's all useless labor. There's no way we can achieve success by all other endeavors. So there's one example. There are two, probably many of us know about this example. The two sannyasis were going to cross the river, they have to go. And then they saw one lady suffering to cross the river. She was about to drown. Then one sannyasi said, "Oh no, I cannot. Oh, she's a lady, we should not touch her." The other sannyasi said, "Okay, I'll carry her." So he carried and crossed, and then he went. The first sannyasi, who did not offer help, he was always thinking in his mind about that lady. But the second sannyasi who helped, he just left the thought there itself and moved out. So at the mind level itself, one is not attached to anything. The moment we whimsically reject something without understanding the purpose behind that, we will have problem from the mind. So mind is the place where all the senses, mind gives direction to the senses to do various activities. So basically we have to control the senses and the mind through our intelligence. So when we act, the first verse of Nectar of Instruction says, all the senses need to be controlled. How do we control all the senses? By engaging in the service of the Lord. If we don't engage the senses in the service of the Lord, it is impractical for us to control all the senses. Vacha vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jivva vegam, udaropastha vegam. All these things will not take place properly. So the definition of pure devotional service again comes back to the point of engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatmena nirbalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhaktir uchyate. To engage all the senses in the service of the Lord. So that the Lord is pleased, then automatically all the senses are satisfied. So unless we do that, it is very, very difficult for us to advance in devotional service and come to the stage of equipoise, or rather come to the stage of equipoise and further advance in devotional service. So this is the most important point. The only point is to engage in the service of the Lord all the time. So that calls for shilanam. What is shilanam? Again, in the definition of pure devotional service, Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhe Dibhadu. What is that? Sorry, I'm missing something. No. What is the definition of pure devotional service? Anyabilashita Sunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavratam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti. Shilanam means cultivation. Cultivation means there should be training and practice. We should constantly get trained under the guidance of a mentor. Then when we constantly practice that with training, then in stages we come to that platform of Vasudeva. It's not achieved, Vasudeva did not achieve overnight the situation of being equipoised, of giving his child to Kamsa. It's not easy for us. It's very difficult unless we practice. All the great sports personalities, when we see, for example, who is a great sprinter who won so many gold medals in Olympics? Anybody remember? Usain Bolt, yeah. Usain Bolt. He used an action like this after winning. Yeah? Usain Bolt. So what he did, in 10 to 11 seconds, he runs and then wins a gold medal. So many millions of dollars come behind him. For running the 11 seconds, probably he will spend years and years of practice. Unless he practices so many years with regulation of his life, he cannot achieve those 11 seconds or 12 seconds or whatever number of seconds it is, 9 or 8, whatever, I don't know. So the point is, the practice is very important. For achieving this small material thing, he has to practice so many years. But if we have to achieve perfection in spiritual life, how much we have to practice? Constantly we have to practice. With the understanding that all these material things are temporary. The only permanent thing is Krishna consciousness. These are called as intelligent people, kovidas, philosophically inclined and intelligent people. Tasyaiva heto prayate eta kovido na labhyate yad brahmata muparyada tallabhyate dukkavad anyatasukam kalena sarvatra gabhiramhasa. So intelligent people, they always aim for those things which are not ordinarily available in this material world, from Brahma Loka to Patal Loka. It is not available easily. What is that? That is devotional service. What about happiness and distress? Happiness and distress will come and go. Like happiness. Distress, we don't ask for distress. It comes automatically. Similarly, happiness will also come automatically. So we don't worry about those things. We just need to work on devotional service and Krishna will provide all the requirements. We just need to work basics to keep the body and soul together and then work for the satisfaction of Krishna. Then we will not be disturbed when we constantly practice and slowly advance in devotional service. Then we need not worry about happiness or distress. It doesn't make difference to us at all. So here Vasudeva he's in that platform where he is not worried about it because he is fully surrendered to Krishna. Life after life, he is doing service to Krishna. So when we understand and realize that our only service is to be servant of Krishna and serve Krishna all the time, then we need not worry about rest of the things. Then Krishna will be satisfied, then everybody is satisfied. So this is the point we all need to practice and then get advanced in devotional service to overcome from the clutches of the threefold miseries of this material world. Hare Krishna. If you have any questions or comments, you can ask. If I know the answers, I'll definitely share with you. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your lecture. You are quoting the verse, what is that? Bhakti Parisanu Bhava Viraktir. I just would like to share a little bit from that. So, to the purport of that verse, Jiva Goswami, he explained that in the process of eating, so there is slight difference. So bhakti is compared like eating, but there is a slight difference here. Like when you eat, when your hunger is finished, so you will no longer interested to the same food that you eat. But when you perform devotional service, when you get the virakti, detachment from material thing, but still you will continue to do service to Krishna.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay, so in the purport, the word equipoised was used. Now, in devotional life, is that something that we're striving for, meaning that do I just stay very steady in a kirtan? I don't get too excited. Is that equipoised in spiritual life, or is that being something else?
Equipoised in Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada mentions while we are carrying out our devotional service, one should act according to the instructions of the spiritual master. When one acts according to the instructions of the spiritual master, one's mind comes under control. So to be equipoised here, to always, if I understand your question right, always rendering sankirtan without doing anything else is equipoised. Is that your question?
Same mood, you know, being equipoised, staying in the same mood for everything you do in spiritual life. Is that what we're striving for, or is it okay to get excited for, oh, I gave a class, I'm so happy, everybody stayed awake and I made some good points. Is that okay to be excited about that, or should I just go, yes, I gave a great class?
Yeah, that's a good point. So whenever we get credit for the services that we do, we should always express our gratitude to our senior spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna without being carried away. It's not because of us. Today we are reading this purport, it's not because of us. It's because of the mercy provided to us by Lord Sri Krishna. So we have to express and escalate this credit back to where it belonged to. It belongs to Srila Prabhupada, it belongs to Acharyas, it belongs to Lord Sri Krishna. It's not because us. The moment we start taking credit and raise our collars, yeah, I'm having a nice garland, I'm a nice devotee, then we are in the path of gliding down in devotional service. So the point Prabhu is trying to, thanks for reminding us about this point. The point is that we should always be sure and clear that whatever nice class or nice kirtan or nice bhoga that we are making for the pleasure of Krishna, whatever nice things we do, we should always pass on the credit. Oh, it's all because of, not by saying, by feeling that it's because of Guru's mercy, the senior Vaishnava's mercy, because of Krishna's mercy, Mahaprabhu's mercy. Unless these mercies flowing to us, we will not be here today, to whatever we are doing. Same thing, when distress comes in also, we should all feel, oh, I'm supposed to get more distress. By Krishna's mercy, by Vaishnava's mercy, I'm able to manage it. So it's nice. So it's because of Krishna's mercy. So we give always the, we should give always that reference to Lord Krishna. We don't ask for distress, distress comes in. So by the Vaishnava's mercy, by the Lord's mercy, the distress is, the impact of the distress is reduced significantly. While we are supposed to get more and more distress, it is shielded. So we should be very, very clear about this. And when distress comes, it also gives us an opportunity to think about Krishna. Similarly, when happiness comes, also we should think about Krishna. That's okay? Thank you very much. Any other questions or comments? Srimad Bhagavatam Granthraj ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol.